Blog Talk Radio.
Word.
Hey, Sir Magnus and Gimme, and I hope you're going to give me some of your time. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going wild. It's Wednesday. Yep, it's Psychic Jethro, and guess who I have with me today? Those of you who've been listening in and know from our shows, we're an 18-month working organization here that's learning to be a little wilder, a little more fun. Have some regulars, some people you just love, those people you just keep writing for on the email. That's who we have today. We have the one and only Crystal Key founder, Janine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom, rocking. How are you, Janine?
I'm fantastic, Jethro. It's good to be back with Blog Talk. Brilliant.
Loving hearing you. And I laughed that song, Even Give Me. We got that from Sir Magnus. He sent us that music. And I just thought, you know, it's always been just so wild on Wednesdays when Janine used to do it. And later, you guys know Amy. And now what's even funner is we're we're adding to it. So those of you listening in, make sure you tune in to A1R Radio, Spirit Radio. You'll hear me and Janine Reagan over there. And we love you, fans. You know how to find us. You know, Janine, tell them how to get a hold of you and what Crystal Key is. We have a few new listeners that are going, she's cool. What is she? I go, she's cool.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm on A1R Psychics tonight at 10:30 Eastern. So if anybody wants to call in, I'll be giving some readings and some healing on there if you need some healing. If you want to find out more about me, the best place to go is to crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And I've actually got three websites, but they're all linked onto that one. I work with Diamond and Source Energy. I'm also a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, and a psychic, as you probably have already figured out by now, and an author of four books presently. I've written a lot more, but I just haven't had the time to get those edited and to print yet, but eventually. So I specialize in something called the 21-day mind detox, which is an accumulation of all of the work that all of my skills. So it's energy healing. It involves regression. It involves some NLP stuff, and I journey people into their bodies. We clear the mind. I regress people. All sorts of things, and it's an extremely intense, powerful treatment. The results I get are absolutely fascinating. And if you go to the testimonials page on my website, we've had hernias disappearing and all sorts of fantastic things going on. So that's mainly what I'm working with, and that's not just in the UK, because most of my work these days is actually by Skype. So I've got people coming in from all over the world. I'm also teaching workshops by Skype, so anybody who'd like to learn how to use the Crystal Key energies can come in, and it's $195 for a day's training with me for the level one. And you can contact me. There's more information on my website again. So all the information is there. And I make programs as well, self-help programs, MP3 programs for people to help them with weight loss, making more money, abundance, finding the perfect partner, and spiritual growth, which is an area that a lot of these programs miss out on, but I think is probably the most important. Well, it is to me, because I'm really about giving people the tools they need to ascend, to purify themselves, to become the absolute best they can possibly be. And that a lot of that conditioning from our spiritual backgrounds and our religious backgrounds actually causes blocks in our spiritual development. So that program is really powerful in removing dogma and conditioning, even original sin, which is a scar on our soul that we're very kindly blessed with before we even get a chance to commit any sins. So those programs are also available in the shop on my website. So that's about it in a nutshell, Jethro.
Phenomenal. And I, you guys laugh now. Do you see why I have Janine tell you? Janine is all of it and plus. She came on our show. We've had a few people heal through it, quite a few people, let's be honest. Janine is just a very positive individual who does a lot of her work, as she was saying. And those of you lucky enough today and through the rest of this month are going to get a few minutes with Janine over the radio. We have a full queue, which means there's over 50 of you waiting. So please, you know, we can limit that down to one question. I'm not being rude if I mute you. It's there. I'm here, Jethro, to be the host, because Janine's offered to do it, and our wonderful Amy's really busy. So tune in for her, and we've got a lot of you going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Please do me a favor. She is a healer and a very gifted person, and Janine is a phenomenal reader, let's just say it. But if you know, we've had some of you guys call in, I want to know what my jelly sandwich is, whatever you want. So, you know, I love you guys calling in, but no, if you do tease me, I will tease you back. 608, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Jethro. How are you?
Good that you've called in to us. I love your energy. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Janine?
Yeah, absolutely. I just have a really quick question.
Okay, do you have a name?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's definitely
Hi, my name is Jordana.
Okay.
And my question is, I'm looking for a house right now. I'm house searching in Chicago, and I'm just wondering if you end up seeing me finding one and settling on one, just because I'm really, really overwhelmed.
Okay. What I'm seeing straight away is a beautiful white painted wooden house, slatted. The wood's going horizontally across. It's a medium-sized house, not too small, not too huge. There's a lot of trees around, especially down one side, and they're very neatly in a row. And there's a kind of picket fence, like a white fence around it, very pretty. It looks absolutely gorgeous. And the lawn, the grass outside, I'm going to use the word lawn in the States. This place is just full of magical energies. It's not too far away. I'm getting the impression in the next 3 months you're going to find this place. Don't jump into buying property too quickly. Wait for this one, because this one's got magical energies waiting for you. I'm seeing sparkles and stars and orbs and all sorts. Lots of elemental energies here, little kind of fairy pixie type energies, and oh, it's amazing. It's really gorgeous. So hang out for this one in particular. What sort of property have you been looking for? Does that sound like it would be of interest to you?
It does, because I am looking for a house in one of the suburbs of Chicago. I don't want to be right downtown. And I don't want something too big, but I didn't want something too small because I do work out of the home. So that sounds like it would be a perfect situation.
You'll know it when you find it. As I say, there's a little white picket fence around the outside. It's a beautiful white building, and you'll feel it. This place is absolutely buzzing with the most beautiful elemental energies. And you need to learn to communicate with the trees, because those big trees are in a line, and their tree spirits want to communicate with you. So when you go there, go over to the trees and put your hands on the trees. Maybe give them a hug if you don't care what the neighbors think. But put your hands on the trees and ask the trees to connect with you, and ask them if they've got any messages for you, because these tree spirits really do want to connect with you. And so do the elementals. But beware of those little fairy and pixie types, because they can hide things and be a little bit cheeky and naughty, but in a cute way.
Okay, absolutely. I'll be on the lookout for it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Jordana, did you put in for a contest? We're trying to find the 5 winners of We Promised You a Ring to Be Wild and Crazy. Were you one of our winners?
I was, and I emailed you, but I didn't get an email back yet because I didn't know what information you needed.
Okay, I got you down. I see, I am psychic. You thought I was over here just drinking cola. I figured it out. We have the rings, and I've sent out to those in Colorado. I have a friend here that's helping me named Vicky, and I've got it down. She'll contact you and get all that snail mail stuff, and, you know, please wear your ring proudly. It is a semi-precious stone, and I had people tease us that we were giving out rings, but I thought that was a cool thing. You know, I mean, we promised to be wild.
Absolutely. I thought it was super cool. So I'll just wait for her to contact me then.
Yes, it'll be an 813 from Florida. And thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
They are gone wild. You were talking there, Janine, and saying about the little pixie people. You always seem to bring in the most coolest energy. You obviously believe in the little people as we Native Americans believe in the light energy. Janine, we've had a lot of individuals on this subject worry about this. You were letting her know about the good and the bads of it. Would you kind of help all of us here, because you are, you know, very well adverse in this, help us know, because I'm not sure which ones. I mean, some I've told you can give the mushroom to and they're friendly, and you guys don't tease me. I'm talking about the kind that grows outside in your yard. And also they say that you can, there's like if you see them around in a circle, that's where they're at, like pixies. And is this good or bad?
Well, I tend to just go with the way the energies feel. You know, it's not something I've studied in particular, and I'm extremely open to all kinds of energies. You know, I don't rule anything out, because everything is created by our consciousness. So if you can think it, you can, you know, you can create it. It exists as an energy. So I tend to just go with what feels right, Jethro, and just pick up on if you're feeling that there's something there that's not right, maybe burn some incense to purify the area, like sandalwood or something like that. If you want to raise the frequencies, maybe burn some frankincense and myrrh, and, you know, bring in the Christ energies into that space. I remember a couple of years ago, a friend of mine, at the back of her property, there was a park, and some of the teenagers were hanging out down there, and obviously there was some kind of energies that were drawing them to this particular place, and they were drinking alcohol and swearing and just being, you know, a bit abusive really into the late hours at night. So But what she decided to do was to ask God to send in some monks, some spirit monks, to chant in that space. And she said within a few days, the youths had moved on. So just bringing in those high-frequency energies made a difference.
I love that. And now, speaking of high-frequency energy, I did cheat and I did look at the phone number. This is our one and only friend of mine that I need to contact more. Is it Avatar?
It's Avatar.
Okay. So I'm really psychic, but I have trouble with the words, so don't tease me. You said you love me. Don't leave me. It's Avatar.
Okay.
Avatar, how are you?
It's Avatar. And I know that you're popular, and I know that you're busy, but I still have not received that call yet.
I will get
so I'm waiting patiently. Hi, Sinclair.
Hello there, Avatar. I know we've spoken before. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And I
so
thank you for calling in.
Be,
I love you.
Is someone going to be calling me, Jethro, to set up a session?
She is with a reading, and I know all of you guys are going, what happened to Jethro? What it is two things. One, good as I got real busy. The second thing is I've run into where I have this person helping, and she's only been doing it like a couple days. In fairness, you guys, I love that I'm popular. It's good. You always want to go with the busy psychic, but that's what's happened. And I've got you down, and I do know that she will. It's an 813 number, and it's Vicky Gonzalez is her name.
Okay.
Hey, would you like to ask Janine something to talk to us? Did you get promised something
yes,
besides
Janine,
Jethro would call?
I'm happy to talk to you again. And my question is about I'm getting preparing to move. And, you know, one aspect of me says, you know, go online and look here and look there. And then there's another aspect of me is saying that I don't have to do that. The house will find me. So it's about my move, too.
Okay, so did you say you've already found a place?
No, I'm looking. I've been looking.
Oh, right,
I don't know where this place is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think with anything like this, is you need to act. You need to look. You know, things
mm-hmm.
don't just appear in your lounge, especially houses.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you need to put your energies out there, but be specific with what you want. You know.
Yeah.
So. Design it in your head before you send it, you know, send out the vibes to start pulling it in. But definitely you need to be active in looking for this. But I don't think it's going to take you long to find something. I'd say in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to look at two or three properties. But in the next three or four weeks, you're going to find something that rings your bell. For want of a better term, there's something there, and that's going to send off a good little bell inside you. That's going to go, yeah, tinkle, tinkle. I'm going to go and see that one, and that's going to touch your soul. Again, the specific energies waiting there. This particular place has got a spiral of golden vibrational energy in it, which is waiting for you to move in. Once you go there, I really feel that your psychic abilities, your whole spiritual self is going to start evolving extremely quickly. There's going to be a leap forward in your consciousness very quickly when you move to this place.
Is it in the city or is it in the outside of the city?
I'm seeing this more towards the outside of the city, kind of suburb area, rather than in the city. There's grass and trees around. It's not kind of high-rise concrete jungle type thing. You need the elementals again. You need the elemental energies around you.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. Well,
really
make
do.
Sure you manifest what your soul desires for you, and this is what your soul desires. Don't take anything, you know, that's not right for you. Just hang in there till you find the right one.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Avatar. You take care. It's good to speak to you again.
Okay. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and I'm sorry with you guys who have been putting in. I do have, my phone is synchronized through, like, PayPal and with the buttons, and I do, sometimes we have found out that we're having, she just explained to me, if you go on there, that's part of what's happening, is to make contact to me, last time I counted was 3,801 emails yesterday, so please, you guys, you know, the best way is to just buy the reading to go on. I mean, those of you, especially I've read before, I love that. I do discounts with you if you get a hold of me, but it's just like that takes a while. I do apologize, but it is what I have to do. This is how I do it. So please just go ahead and get the reading on that, JethroSmith.net. This is where I laughed because I went through and I was all proud of myself. I thought I was only 2 days behind. So good. I'm glad we got what we figured out was happening. Is you guys, Vicki will contact you, but it's a lot easier just if you pay the reading. It synchronize you through my calendar, and I call you because I call 2 to 3 times actually a week. 602, how are you, 602?
Hello.
Great. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Jenny? Yes.
Hello, 602. Do you have a name?
I know. Hello. My name is Evelyn.
Hello.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Good. My phone keeps it keeps cutting in and out. I didn't know if it was my phone or if it was your side. I wasn't sure.
No, I think it's your phone, actually.
We have real good. Oh. We have really good.
Yeah, we're fine here.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Oh, my question is that our dog escaped, right, got out of the place, and are we going to find him? And if we do, how's that going to go? Because he can't come back to where I live.
Okay. He's still out there. He's still alive as far as I can see. And I'm seeing a bridge. I can't. It's a bridge, stone bridge, going over what looked like it would have been a small water passageway, like a brook or something like that. But it's dried out now, and I can see the dogs in that area. He's really depressed. Which is understandable. His energy is really low, and he's not happy at all. I'm not sure about. I'm not picking up on him coming back to you, to be honest. I'm not getting that feeling at all. But I do think that somebody else is going to find him. Is he chipped?
Yes.
He is chipped. Okay.
Yes.
Well. I just get the feeling that somebody else is going to find him and take him in. That's what it feels like to me. But if he's chipped, you may be lucky and they may, you know, get back in touch with you. But I'm not getting a time limit on that. That could be anything up to about 6 weeks away.
Oh, okay.
But then
mm-hmm.
it's going to take some time. It's not going to be a few days. But I'm definitely seeing him being picked up by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to quite like these people as well. That's why I'm not sure if he's going to come back, because at the end of the day, the dog's, you know, he's on a journey, he's got a soul, and he may have a choice. He may have hit a V in his life here where he can choose where he's going next. He's a soul on a journey, just the same as a person is. And at the moment, I feel he's at a bit of a fork in the road, and it's not clear which way he's going. That's what I'm seeing anyway. I'm sorry, it's not better news than that.
Right. Well, you know, actually he wasn't in my care at the time. He was in one of my children's care. And, you know, and I think, you know, and right now it's like unfortunate. I live in an apartment, so unfortunately I can't really keep the dog here. So unless I knew I was going to be able to get a house or something in the near future, then I could, you know, be able to taken back in with me.
Yeah, well, the feeling I'm getting is somebody's going to find him, they're going to start taking care of him. So, you know, maybe if you feel it's right, you can sort of send a little prayer and release him and ask God to, you know, find him a nice home where he's got a big garden to play in, if you think that's going to be for the best for him. But that's your choice, obviously.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, thank you. I was just kind of wondering, because I thought my daughter was going to go to the pound. She believes that he's at the pound right now. So she saw a picture of him and thought it was him. So she was going to go see if she was going to get him and if that was going to be the dog.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say don't go and have a look, but I'm not seeing him in a cage or anything like that, which if he was at the pound, I'm sure I'd be showing him in a cage.
Right. Okay. Okay, well,
okay,
it was great, because I looked at the dog. I didn't think it was him. I didn't think the picture looked like him, but she believes it is, so she's going to have to go down there today when she gets off work.
Yeah, well, you know, I know this isn't a happy ever after story, but in one respect it is, because the dog's going to be okay.
Right, he's not.
I'm not being told he's been run over or anything awful like that. You know, the dog's alive and he's going to be found, and he's going to be taken care of. So it is, you know, good news in one respect.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We love this. We're writing out your email here. And those of you, we have a lot of individuals, you know, that Janine not only does the readings, but Janine, they have a very good question. And they send you their email. We've got it down here at the www.crystalkey.co, and that's for United Kingdom, right?
.com, yeah.
Okay. And we're getting it down. Those of you who are looking, you can always catch her on her website and right there. She's also on psychesgunwild.com, is one of our phenomenal people, and we added her this month. So one way or another, you're going to catch her. Send it to her. And Janine, they're asking if they wanted to have an email reading by you, just where they could do a 4 or 5 questions, how much and would you do this? And they don't know how the pound system works. They're all nervous. And I think that PayPal puts it into dollars for them.
Okay. Yeah, well, it does anyway. But, I mean, I charge $120 for readings, around about $4 a minute. The first 3 minutes are free. So, you know, that's what I'm working at. With emails, I don't know how – I think I need to be charging the same. To be honest with you, it's harder for me to type answers than it is to talk to people. So what you could do is probably send them a recording rather than me typing it. So I will speak the, you know, on a recording, because I've got my own studio here, so I can record their answer for them rather than having to type it up. I'm a one-finger typist, which is a nightmare, and it's just something that I really struggled with, because I can write, but when I type, it all comes out dyslexic, and I'm not dyslexic when I'm writing, so it's really frustrating typing for me. But it's, you know, it's something that I could do. But the best thing to do is to just send me the questions by email. And all of the money I take for readings goes to my foundation as a donation anyway. I make my living by my treatments and consulting and healing sessions, therapy sessions. But the readings goes into the Crystal Key Foundation, which pays for events. Like, I'm in the middle of a UK tour at the moment. There's 4 more dates coming up. The 14th, I'm in Birmingham in the UK, and then I'm in Liverpool on the 21st, London on the 28th, and then I fly over to Ireland, to Dublin, where on the 12th of October, and all of the events are 2-hour event, 3 to 5. I'm giving a brief talk, I'm giving healing to people, and I'm giving free soul readings, just as I do on the radio, for the price of a ticket, which is less than $40. For a ticket. So I've decided to, you know, get this out there and kind of give everybody a chance. My my healing practice is now, I'm specializing. So, you know, my prices start at $780 because I'm specializing in the mind detox and this type of thing now. But I am still making myself available to other people touring around so that they can come if they've got problems. They want healing, you know, in front of an audience, obviously. But that's what's going on at the moment.
Phenomenal. And those of you listening in, that means that, you know, just real quick, you're going to save money, because those of you in the United States know that even if someone were to tape, there's an extra. Even if they were to do the other amount, there's an extra. Janine just, I think, unwillingly let you know that you can really get a deal if you catch Janine, because she's bound and determined to help the others. 240, what do you know? 240, it's a Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi, how
are
you?
Really happy.
Good,
would
you
like
you?
To speak to a wonderful Janine?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And your name?
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks. What can I do for you?
My contract position is ending at the end of the month, and I have been putting out applications, but I haven't gotten any interviews. And I wanted to know, do you see any employment, new employment coming for me?
I do, but there's a wall of energy around you that's kind of blocking you from moving forward at the moment. There's a wall of energy in your path. This is being created by fear of change, I'm being told. So this fear is blocking you. So if you're feeling apprehensive about moving from one, there's certainly a part of you that's feeling apprehensive and has created this wall, like, no, I don't want to go there. So it's blocking your applications being accepted and, you know, and you getting a response because the energy's not moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I thought that I had done some work to kind of clear that.
Okay, well, if you go to my website, crystalkey.com, there's free healing on there. It takes about 9 minutes meditation of me talking you through, bringing the crystal key energy through you. If you set the intention that you'd like this fear of change and this wall to be removed before
okay.
you press play, and go through the meditation and just visualize this little wall around you. And as the net comes through you, it's taking that wall away and taking the fear away. Taking, you know, taking that energy away. And I would keep doing it until you start getting a response. So, I mean, it's free. You know, it takes less than 10 minutes a day. Just do it every day to
okay.
keep clearing this. And that will help you because it's this fear that's stopping anything from happening. And until you clear that, there's an energetic block there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, give it a try. And, you know, I'm on for 4 weeks now. So, you know, call back in a few weeks' time. Let us know how you're getting on.
All right, thank you.
Okay, brilliant. Good luck with that.
Going on, and we're laughing here, and we're going wild here. And you know why? Because we have Janine Reagan Sinclair on Psychics Gone Wild. 972, you're going to get in too. How is it grabbing you? Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Is your name?
Well, my name is Don Amici.
Great. Welcome. And would you like to speak to Janine? Do you have a question for her?
Yeah, I got a question. Well, I've never really been too big on the psychic thing, so I'm kind of a little bit skeptic, but I do
we
have
look
a question.
Skeptic. We look skeptic. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do?
My father has cancer. Now, he's dying. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, but the thing about it is, I live in Texas. I just came back from seeing him in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. That's where I'm from. But I don't get along with family. So while I was there, anybody who was coming to see him, as far as uncles or whoever else, he would let me know, like, if they were coming. So I left before they came. Nobody knows I was there. Don't get along with them or, like, any of my sisters. So I've been real stressed out about the relationship between my family. I've been drinking a whole lot more because of that, because I've been stressed out about his situation and then not getting along with family. So I'm wondering, how is all that going to play out? And how is that even going to affect my relationship, because I'm married?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm really sorry to hear about your father. I'm seeing this whole sad event as an opportunity for healing to take place between you and your family. And I think that this could all turn out in a very positive way, that because of the emotional stuff that's going on and what's happening, that it's going to actually allow you to let go of the past and move forward and make friends and forget about what's gone on, or certainly talk about it and let it go, and maybe, you know, make a few apologies and do what needs to be done. But I think I can definitely see some really positive things coming from this. As far as your drinking goes, this is something that is going to get better, but it's not yet. You've got a few more months where you're still using alcohol as a crutch, I see, but there's going to be something that happens, and it's like a wake-up call to you, and you're going to say, you know what, I'm not doing this to my body anymore, I'm not doing this, I want my marriage to be on track, and I don't want to spoil that. So it's not going to be happening overnight. I would say another 3 months or so, and then you're going to start taking a bit more care of yourself, thinking about what you're doing to your body, and start appreciating and loving yourself a bit more. There's some self-love needed here. You've given yourself a bit of a hard time, and all of this other stress on top of it, you're beating yourself up on a level, and that's what the alcohol is a crutch for. But when you start to look in the mirror and start to respect yourself again and look at yourself and say, do you know what? you're a good guy when you look in the mirror, that's when the healing is going to start taking place, and your father's passing is going to be a big healing process for you on many levels, many levels. So I can see this turning out in a positive way. I think your relationship's going to survive. You're going to improve your health and what you're doing. That's what I'm being shown.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Did you hear that? Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, the phone, it keeps cutting out. And I heard another call I asked you earlier, was the phone cutting out? But it keeps, like, going, even when I was listening to all your calls, it was like, I get static from time to time.
So, okay.
I heard you say that once I go through the healing process, that a lot of this will, like, kind of, like, just go away, but then it, like, cut out.
Yeah, well, basically what I've said, and if you listen to the archive of this, you'll be able to pick up on it again, the whole message, that this is going to be a positive outcome for you on a healing level with you and your family and with your own recovery from, and your marriage will be okay because you do pull yourself together, but it's going to take you a few months.
Do you have a website?
I do, yes. It's crystalki.com, crystalki.com. Key as in chi, as in prana.
So it's K-I. Crystal, K-Y?
K-I.
K-I.com.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Love everybody, and I guess that we've now know what those phones need to do. We need to crank up our light energy here for a minute, so we're going to talk for just a few seconds. Hang on. Don't throw your phone. Don't scream mommy. We're going to be right back with you phone callers. We've had a lot of individual work, Janine, with people, and you have healed people over the show. I have a person here that wrote on an email, when Janine was on, everything was really intense. Everything was going in the room, and I know that we all felt better. And Janine says she does classes. Is there? She says that I could go to her class. I'm looking at that, and I'm very excited. What can I do in my daily affairs until I can get to that class to help me keep feeling that positive energy? Good question.
Okay. Well, the best thing I can advise you to do, if you obviously you've got a PC or computer, is to use the free healing that's on the homepage of my website, and just when you sit in front of it, ask for it to be brought through you and through your house. So you're constantly clearing you and your house. And just keeping those diamond energies being brought into your house every day.
And I'm going to tease with Janine about her four books. You guys know the thing between me and Janine working together. I just love the names of her books. And I've always been impressed. I've always worked with people on these shows who are like, in my book, The Deep Resonation of the Seventh Mind of the 18th Chapter. And I'm like, okay. And to have such a phenomenal healer like Janine, tell them the names of your books, please. I love them.
Yeah, they are cool. The first one's called The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior. And that's based on, the title is actually based on my previous lifetimes. And it's 40 chapters on different subjects. It's an amazing eye-opening book for people that know about spirituality, healing, meditation, for people that don't. There's something in it for absolutely everybody. And the other books are based on my out-of-body astral traveling to interdimensional work that I do with Archangel Michael. And they're written as diaries, but there's an amazing story in there, all sorts going on. And they're called Saving the World from My Bathtub, The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches, and the fourth one is The Avatar and the Crystal Key. And the adventures I get up to in there are absolutely phenomenal. The character is called Alethea of Avon, and she's based on me, on my life story, since I started on my vocational path, which is, you know, what I'm doing now. This isn't a career to me. It's a vocation. I live it and breathe it 24/7, and it's what makes my heart sing.
Love that. Here we are, 612. We're back to you. Did this help? Was our phones? How are you, 612?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Excited that you called us, and you get in to be with our wonderful Janine Reagan Sinclair, and you are...
I am Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, we'll let you go. Here you go. Here's Janine.
Hey, Dawn. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. And you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. How can I help
you? All right. Well, I'm just looking to find out, what do you see happening in my life? I feel like kind of everything is falling apart right now as far as relationship and working on personal healing. And I'm just wondering, am I supposed to move away? Am I supposed to leave my current relationship? Just kind of looking for any direction on what you see for me.
Okay, the first thing I'm being shown is there's lots and lots of angels around you. They're showing me daisy flower as well. I think this is about detoxing. Your body needs a bit more of a detox. Just telling me to let you know to be careful for the food preservatives and additives in
okay.
food that you're taking into your body because it's affecting your vibrational frequency. Regarding your relationship, I do think that there is a change coming there. I feel there's a change coming that you're going to be moving on. The one you're in at the moment isn't feeding you on a spiritual level. Your spirit's not happy in this relationship. So I do feel that there's going to be change there. I'm also being shown a lot of crystals around you. Do you work with crystals at all?
I fell in love with them, yeah, a couple of years ago, and I've just been collecting.
Okay. Well, collecting's brilliant. I collect, but they want you to work with them. They want you to be studying crystals, bringing that healing modality into your lifetime. You're a natural healer, and this is something that you've done before. In fact, they're showing me Atlantis. You've got Atlantean connections. You were working Atlantis with what looked like crystal wands, but they would be the equivalent of tuning forks today.
Cool.
So all of these natural abilities are there with you. It would be a good idea for you to get yourself a piece of Lemurian quartz as well.
Okay.
That will help you reconnect with these ancient crystal memories that you've got in your DNA. So
awesome.
Just treat yourself to a nice piece of Lemurian crystal. You know, you can get, they're like diamonds. They vary depending on the purity. But I would say if you spend maybe, you know, $60, something like that, you should get a nice piece that you can hold in your hand that to work
okay.
with. That's probably about 3 inches long, something like that, and about an inch across. That will help you reconnect with these old energies, but definitely, definitely crystal healing for you. This is something
okay.
that you will be fantastic at it when you start focusing your attention because it's all there. Everything's already there within you. You've worked with these on a very knowledgeable kind of high priestess level in Atlantis.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. You know, what they're showing me looks really good for you, and it's time. The time is now. It's like, go out, get yourself on a course, get yourself some, you know, some books and get studying, and then get some guinea pigs and start working on them.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and if you don't mind, would you please leave anybody who's had a reading off me or some information, go to my website. I've got a blog. It's the little orange box in the bottom corner, and it's Facebook and Twitter. Please friend me because I haven't got many friends on there. I'm not very good at asking people to friend me. And leave a message on my blog about your reading, if you were happy with it and so on. It just helps other people to get an idea, really.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
You heard that? You are 5,000 listeners in Facebook. Get on there. Grab Janine. You guys always are asking me. Now you know the secret. She's hiding out because she's got fingers that are a little bit intense with the computer. No, I'm teasing her. She told us she was a one-finger typer, so I don't get. I'll get email over that if we're not careful. 803, we want to hear you talk, too. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you, 803?
I'm good. How are you, Jethro and Janine?
Safe.
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing good. My question for you was, are there any messages for me from the other side?
Can I ask your name?
Debbie.
Okay, is there somebody in particular that you want to speak to?
Maybe my husband.
Okay. I'm seeing a man with a shirt and tie on. Grey-haired man. Very wise old soul. He's not really much of a talker. He's smiling. He's got its hands on your shoulders at the moment. Okay. And he's asking me to let you know that he's always with you,
mm-hmm.
and that he loves you. And his energy is very gentle, very kind.
Could be a grandfather, maybe. My
was it? Okay, maybe it's a grandfather. But this guy, he just wants you to know that he's with you and he's supporting you. And that's all I'm picking up here, actually. Jethro, are you getting anything on this one?
Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing energy, and they are telling me that there is some things going on with her. And so I think that's part of what there is with the cycle. And that's what they're saying, is that this other individual and some things are coming through in other ways there for her. I'm feeling that part of what else is going on is there's some other stuff there that you're holding. It's your energy, and it's not just, it's like you're in such a loss, and I respect your grief, but the guides are showing me that definitely you were looking for Amy. You need to get a hold of the grief group there, talk with some ladies. There's something holding on the energy. That's why the other person on the other side is only coming through for me and Janine. He keeps showing his energy and then back out.
All right.
Okay. So we thank you, and I don't know why, but we want to thank all of you guys that are calling in, but we have the most wildest experience right now. 803, definitely go on psychicsgonewild.com. You are one of the people who was, we did the numbers today, and you won yourself actually a half an hour reading with Amy. So she'll be contacting you on your phone number. Yeah, it's things we give out. I know we've got Janine gave us an email book we may give out today too yet, so hang on. So, you know, usually the ones that win on the phone seem to be the ones going wild. And I thank you for calling in. It's really remarkable. You guys are calling in, and we've got the phones going crazy. Please don't get upset if they hang up on you. It wasn't me and Janine. It's called Mr. Computer Man is having a weird day. 610, how are you?
Hello,
how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good that you called in and talked to us, and you were patient. You've been with us since the start of the show. I bet you love me and Janine as a psychic, huh?
No, I'm teasing. Yeah, <she's>
awesome. Oh, cool. Okay, well, that's. I just have to have that. You know, I haven't eaten in 5 minutes, and nobody said they love me. So we want you to talk, and your name is?
yes, my name is Sonia. And I wanted to ask a question concerning career. I'm presently looking for another position, and I wanted to see what Janine was picking up.
Okay. I'm seeing writing here. I'm seeing you writing. I don't know if this is something that you've ever considered before, but I think there's a book in you that needs to be brought to the surface, and this is going to come to you. I think this is probably a complete and utter shock to you, because it's probably something you've never considered, but you're going to be going away on a short trip into the countryside. I can see mountains and trees and a river. It's a really beautiful place. You need to go there, because when you go there, there's some energies that are going to connect with you there, and this is where you're going to get a download from the universe, and you're going to start writing a book. This is, I'm being told this is a surprise to you, because it's not something that you have considered in the past, but this is part of your soul purpose. You have a book to write. They're not even telling me what the book's about. They're just saying that she needs to go, follow her intuition, find this place. It's a 3 or 4 day trip, and spend some quiet time in nature there. That's where you're going to receive these frequencies. Then you're going to come back, and you're going to be inspired to write a book. And that's going to take you forward. Is that a shock to you?
A little bit. But the thing is that, you know, I mean, I do... and that's very nice what you told me. I appreciate it. The thing is that things are not well at my present company, and that's the reason why I'm looking for another job.
Okay.
You know, the book thing, you know, it takes a while to be published and write and all that. You know, it doesn't happen. So I do have a way of making my living, and I have a profession, and I'm looking for another position. I've put a few things out there, and as a matter of fact, I applied for something yesterday, and the hiring manager wants to talk to me on the phone, and we have an appointment set for Monday morning.
Okay, well, go for that. Go for that. That's fine. Go along with what you're doing. I realize books don't happen overnight, but I've known people write books in a week. If you're channeling, it comes straight through. And you can make your own books online these days for $100 or something ridiculously cheap, and you can, you know, get your books out there very quickly. So this is something that's going to come. It's not something you're going to have to research. When I say you're receiving a download, it's like literally these frequencies are going to come into your body, and you will be given a whole book. And once you sit down and start writing it, it's going to flow through you. I can see you writing the book in 3 weeks, to be honest. So okay. Go for the other job. You know, that's fine. Go for the other job. Make that step if you're not happy with your employers you've got. But I don't see that job as being everything in your career. You're in transition, and I realize you've got bills to pay, but please, please, please make that trip. Write this book because it's going to change your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck with that.
Excellent. You'll have to call back in and let us know. Janine is very phenomenal, not only healer, but gifted reader. And we are going to that part. We're down to, oh, no, there's only 9 minutes. Somebody took our timer, I'm telling. We're going to go ahead and we're going to grab, we have a couple more left. So we're going to take off the top. We have a Skype caller. If you called in just with Skype and heard me unmute, your name is 111. Would you ready for some fun, 111?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, I knew you would, but you little yes, sir. I'm not sure who you are because you haven't given me your voice, but I'm excited that you called me and Janine on Wednesday.
Hello, 111. What's your name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. How can I help?
Do you... A book? You see me writing? Finishing my...
Sorry, I'm just getting mixed up with our last caller there.
Come on, all the book ones come in. You've got the coolest names. You should sell your names to people. These names you come up with are phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay, so you're asking me if I see you writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I see you writing 3 or 4 books, not one. That's the first thing that I'm being shown. There's more than one book. They're not huge. They're not really thick encyclopedia type books. They're small books. They're not too thick at all. Simple. Keep it simple is the message that I'm being given. So I don't know what you're going to be writing about here, but the guidance is to keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate the information that you're being given to put into these books. What is it you see yourself writing?
Hello? Okay,
Tina?
You're back. You went out.
Okay. I was asking you what sort of book you see yourself writing.
Yeah, kind of.
What sort of books?
Memoir.
Okay, so this is going to be based on your memoirs.
Yes.
Okay, I think you're probably going to write one on that, but the others are, you're going to start moving into fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to inspire you. Once you've got written one and you see how the story's, you know, flowing, you've got that off your chest, part of a healing process going on with that one, but there's another 2 or 3 books ready to come out in you, and they're going to be fictional. So you can start writing stories. This will get the ball rolling, get your creative juices flowing once you've written this one. Because writing your memoirs, you're doing it because you think, I'm going to write about something that I know about. And that's a comfort zone. But the other 3 are just going to come from the universe. So once you start your creative juices flowing, there'll be no stopping you, basically.
Wow.
So go for it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
You got a cool voice, Tina. If you want to come on the radio, I can teach you to do cards or readings in about 1 week, and you should come on. You have, like, the coolest voice. So she's shy, and she didn't want to talk back, but I probably could cut it out, but she has, I think, one of the coolest voices. So 678, we're to the last caller. You're on here with phenomenal Jeanine Reagan Sinclair, the Crystal Key founder, Psychic Jethro, 3 minutes of static, one little scream. What do you say, 6-8? You want to play? Hello, 678.
Hello.
Hi. Well, you'd like to give us your name and your question real quick? We've only got a few minutes left for this wild Wednesday.
Yes, this is Kimberly, and I was just wondering what kind of changes do you see this coming fall? I'm going to be volunteering at a hospital, and I was just curious about what you see about that.
Okay, I think this is a really positive move for you, but it's going to open up other avenues. It's not. It's going to give you the motivation to start looking into other areas of healing and healthcare. That's not just the medical side of it. I see you working with energy work. I see you working with color therapy. Your angels are around you. They want you to start talking to your angels. They're asking me to let you know to get yourself an angel book and communicating with the angels, because they've got a lot to share with you and they're guiding you. Colors are going to be really important. Going on a colour therapy course is going to come into your path as well, and working with energies again, because these are all things that are very simple to apply and don't need massive amounts of money to buy props and things like this and products. So this is a positive move for you, because it's going to inspire you to be able to help people on another level that's not medical, but that's one of the reasons you're being taken there, because you're going to get this urge to help people more.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
We are loving it. Now, Janine, they're at the last few minutes, and we've got one more here. We threw an email in, and the email was written for you. It says, Janine, you were the person that healed me this summer. I have went through a lot of transformations from you, and I'm very excited. Just wanted to let you know, yes, you were right on. My tailbone is healed, and I'm out dancing and having a party. A regular of Psyche's Gone Wild. Jethro, you need to laugh more. Okay, you want me to laugh through the whole show, ma'am? All right, well, we love you. Thank you for that. Janine, let us know right here at the last of how we can catch. I know a lot of you guys are calling in. You always want to catch Janine. As she said, she's very phenomenal. It's just catching her at her site. And Janine, let them know those ways they can contact you.
Okay, well, first of all, please friend me on Facebook and Twitter. It's Janine Regan Sinclair on there. And you can contact me on my website, which is crystalkey.com. And that's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, crystal. And the key is K-I.com. There's a contact page on there, so people can write to me on there. And there's all information about my books, the shops and products and MP3 programs are on there, and information about the foundation. If anybody wants to make a donation, anybody that's had any healing on the radio that is feeling generous. I'm also hoping to attract funding to come to the States and do a study on post-traumatic stress disorder in veterans as well. So, if you do know anybody that wants to help out and help me put a center together where I can help children that have got serious illnesses and terminally ill and this type of thing, which is a goal of mine, please guide them to the site and maybe to me, and hopefully, we can make something really special happen. My books are on there. They're also available via bookworld.com, which is an American publishing company. And again, anybody listening in the UK, please come to my events. My UK tour starts, the second round starts on the 14th of September in Birmingham at the Novotel Birmingham Centre in Broad Street. So that's about it from me, Jethro.
I love everyone here. I know a lot of you guys are teasing me and they're saying, what are you doing? Make sure you get a hold of us. You've got my new phone number in there. Isabel, I want to meditate with you. She knows what that means. It's a good thing. I can't wait. All of you guys that are here, it was good to see everybody again. I'm still right here where I am. I'm just working hard. If you get a chance, be ready for the Best American Federation Psychics. Patty Negri's here Friday, Psychic Jethro, and we're looking at trying to get, hopefully, another surprise male reader. You guys are going to love him. Nice but strong, very gifted man. We're also looking at some other things. Those of you in California, September 20th, 21st, 22nd, we're going to have $111 3-day classes and seminar. I will be doing psychic empowerment and how to work with your energies. If you're ready to get wild and get hyper, come on in. If you're ready to learn how to read and see or open your third eye, this is the place you want to be. Patty will be doing seances. Chin He, Sun He, all of the best American psychics are going to be there. Don't miss the first Federation one. We will be back. Amy, we love you. We all want to send prayers. Amy, our little wild girl's been real busy today. She will be back. She's got some surprise nights. She's coming on again for those of you who love her, asking Claire and working with Claire. I love all of you guys, and we will definitely talk to you. Janine's here all week. We got her on weeks, and she's here Wednesday. She's like, I am not. Janine's here on Wednesdays, and you guys know what she told you. She's on A1R Radio, so definitely tune in. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.